LBReport.com presents publisher Bill Pearl's podcast.
Well, hi, everybody. This podcast includes an audio amnesia file. We take you back to October 15th, 2019, when council members Daryl Supernaw and Susie Price voted for a deal they both admitted carried risks, but trusted a private for-profit entity, John Molina's MWN LLC, to use Community Hospital to provide an East Side emergency room. Here's Councilman Supernaw's reasoning.
I just wanted to say one thing about the concept of risk that's been talked about, and John Keisler mentioned it in his report. I don't know of any real estate transaction that occurs without an element of risk. What I will say about the risk in this deal is that whatever it ends up being, it pales in comparison to the risk our residents are at for not having an ER. Thank you.
Likewise in pertinent part, Councilwoman Price.
Thank you, Councilman Supernaw. Very well stated. What I am saying is, given the import of this facility to the east side of Long Beach and to the city in general, it's a risk that's worth taking. And I very strongly support this item tonight, and I thank staff for educating us and taking us through the process. And on behalf, I mean, I look out in the audience right now, and I have at least five of my own residents that I see sitting in the audience, several of whom live like two blocks away from me. And I see them as I walk my dog. Any one of us would be in a position where we would need emergency services. And right now, our best option would be Los Alamitos Hospital, which simply does not have the capacity to take Long Beach as an additional resident base or additional customer base.
But one East Long Beach taxpayer argued against it. It was Corliss Lee, who heads the grassroots East Side Voice. She said this.
Okay, Corliss Lee here. I agree that we need an acute care hospital, and I understand that everyone is emotionally attached to that location, but this business deal, it doesn't get you what you're looking for. I mean, I want to thank staff for being so candid. It's in your paperwork. If you look at this, it talks about the risks and what it's going to cost us. And if you look at outcome number two on that chart, that should be enough to stop everyone in their tracks. I mean, what that says is that at any time, Mr. Molina can back out of this deal, and that we owe him, we need to reimburse him for all of his investment, which is potentially tens of millions of dollars, and that the reimbursement amount is limited to and likely offset by the sale of the property. So what you get is probably just that you're going to lose this property eventually. And it even says on this number two, for several reasons, this is a likely outcome. So that's from your charts. It's hard for me to understand that we would want to pursue this. To protect his investment, Mr. Molina wants an escape clause where he can walk away from it for any reason, and the city has to reimburse him. He can repurchase the property and repurpose it at any time, and we give him his investment back. So if he sees a better deal, whether this is a viable hospital or not, he can shut it down. That's not a good deal. How does that get Long Beach an acute care hospital? The risk all seems to be on the city's side. Why don't we build one somewhere else? Why don't we go find someone who knows how to build these? It states in here he doesn't make any claims to be able to run a hospital or to even know how to do this seismic retrofit. So why choose a location that is fraught with risk? The overall terms of the lease make it financially beneficial for the tenant to terminate the lease at some point, regardless of whether or not the hospital is viable. That should be enough to stop you in your tracks. We're going to eventually lose this property. That is the outcome of this deal.
Mayor Garcia hurried to call for a vote, but stopped when Mr. Molina sought to speak. Here's what he said.
I'm John Molina. I am representing MWN. I think this hospital is very aptly named. It is the community. I want to thank the nursing staff, the physicians, the medical staff, all of the other employees maybe who aren't caregivers but support the caregivers, everyone who came to the numerous community meetings that were held to give their input. The success of this hospital, and I have no doubt it will be successful, is going to be due to that commitment of everyone in the community to band together to revitalize an asset that is here for everyone's benefit. We didn't get into this to make a lot of money. We didn't get into this to make it a land transaction. It was a very difficult negotiation, but it was one that John Keisler and Rich Anthony and the teams that you've all mentioned came in with their eyes open and with a goal of making things work. The thing that strikes me in hearing folks talk, both sides talk, both the critics and those that are supportive, what you are doing tonight is entrusting us to manage a city asset. And I take that trust very, very seriously. As seriously as you folks, and it is a big obligation on our part, and we will not let you down.
On November 4th, 2021, Mr. Molina's MWN announced it plans to close the emergency room it opened a few months earlier. And no, the hospital never fully reopened to its former capacity. It offered a shrunken version of what the public once had. So will the same Long Beach council members who got taxpayers into this seek reimbursement from Mr. Molina's MWN for sums Long Beach taxpayers paid to receive services they now won't receive? Will the city pay Mr. Molina's MWN for sums it may have spent, if any? And will your city council member seek reimbursement for taxpayers for the roughly $250,000 in public money Councilman Supernov foolishly offered and the council approved for elevator repairs that MWN was supposed to pay for under the lease it signed with the city? To be clear, Mr. Molina and his LLC are not responsible for the taxpayer consequences. Don't blame him for doing what your elected representatives let him do. Mayor Garcia and the council members who enabled this are 100% responsible. Holding them accountable at the next election is what Long Beach voters can and should do. I'm LBReport.com publisher Bill Pearl, and those are my opinions. Want to respond? Just leave a voice message on this number, 562-542-7250. That's 562-542-7250. You might hear yourself on an upcoming podcast. Our next one at any time.
Copyright 2021, LBReport.com, LLC. All rights reserved.